The Drive with Denver Broncos Ring of Famer Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
All right, well, I'll throw it out there, 303-713-1043. Tom and I just kind of broke down kind of a crazy scenario where what if the Broncos, what would you think about this? What would you think? The Broncos get two offensive linemen and they move back up for Drew Lock. Is that worth giving up a first-round pick next year? I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about. We're just figuring they use whatever collection of picks. You know, I was reading about the Ricky Williams draft, which was insane, where, you know, Mike Ditka gave up all of his, you know, picks for a running back.
Mm.
One of the craziest, insane drafts of all time.
I was advocating for the Broncos to do that for Clowney.
Were you really?
I was. I thought he was that good. Like, that good.
Nobody's that good.
No. No, they're not. I was in love with him, though.
Well, in this...
Problem is, he was unblockable at South Carolina. So you never really saw him have to work for it. He just dominated everybody. He's turned into a good player.
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
they picked up his...
give up every draft pick for him.
Well, just 1 through 4. I want to keep my back end of the draft.
Important guys. The future Nalens.
It was the number one pick overall. That's what you're trading for. They didn't do it.
Now, in this scenario, by the way, you're giving up on middle linebacker.
I am. Well, Vaughn's covering now.
If you miss that.
I'm going to be more in coverage this year. And I've always felt like, you know, coverage is a huge part of my game. You know, I don't want to just rush the passer every single play. You
know, no,
why is that? You can have, you know, over a course of a game. I feel like the team can really use, you know, my pass first ability. So I'd be dropping the coverage and I'd be rushing the passer this season. But you know, Coach Fangio, he's an excellent defensive coordinator. He has answers for everything.
You know what I thought every time I saw Vaughn dropping back in coverage? You know what I thought? What are you doing? I mean, did you ever see scenarios where...
Missed assignment?
What happened?
I'll tell you what. The tackles were happy.
Like, in what scenario does it really make... Oh, you tell me. Football.
But, dude, I've seen nose guards drop back into coverage.
Well, Shelby Harris did a great job.
On accident.
Well,
but
come on.
That's... I've seen real nose guards. Ted Washington.
No.
Big Ted.
No, he did not.
Big Teddy.
I knew Ted Washington.
I played with Ted.
Yeah.
He was here my rookie year. He dropped back in coverage.
Come on.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Well, he's got the middle of the field.
No. I mean, physically, how would it be possible?
Oh, he was an unbelievable athlete.
Really?
Ted Washington? I played that dude when he was at Louisville in college, and he was 285. Can you imagine Ted?
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
He was a freak, and he's still a great athlete.
When he was with the Bills,
enormous.
He had to be...
Four.
No.
Four. It starts with a four.
No.
I guarantee you, he was 375 here.
You think was he really 375 here?
I believe he was.
Oh, my Lord.
I had to block him every day. It was awful. Big dude.
Yeah.
Dropped in coverage.
He was a fun guy. He had a good personality. Or at least he did in Buffalo. I don't know how he was here.
I liked him.
What would Ted Washington look like dropping back into coverage?
Well, it looks weird because of his size. But his footwork was,
all right, football.
You've never seen a nose guard drop into coverage?
I've seen guys stand up at the line.
It's like zone blitzes. So they bring someone there, and the quarterback doesn't think you're going to be there, and all of a sudden there's a 400-pound nose guard.
Okay, maybe I'm just getting hung up on drop back. I mean, I've seen dudes a step back and just sort of stand there. You mean like really drop back?
Drop back. 7-yard drop. It's got the middle of the field.
Okay.
The very middle. The immediate middle.
Kind of like Dalton Risner in high school.
Yeah.
Like linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's what it looked like.
How about having his coach on? His coach goes, yeah, he had no idea what he was doing on defense. He just kind of
hit a gap.
Stood there. A gap. All right. So you don't have an inside linebacker.
All right,
now.
There are linebackers in the third round.
Oh,
some of
I agree.
Josie Jewell was a fourth round
guy.
You can get a linebacker. You have to be specific of who you're getting now, though. A dude that maybe doesn't play the run all that well, but his coverage skills are A+, maybe smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going there. you know, Devin White light, basically.
I think there's guys like that there, too.
I think there's guys there. I mean, Devin White type is the whole deal.
When you think Malik Jackson was, what, fifth round? Come on. There's guys like
there
that.
There are guys. But you might not, he's not impact. He's not going to be day one your starter.
I mean, it's nowhere close for two offensive linemen. For two offensive linemen and a quarterback.
You just can't miss. These guys have to be able to play. I think they can. Reisner, to me, right guard, makes sense. Bradbury's your center.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a long time, and you're saving a bunch of money. You didn't pay Matt Paradis. McGovern bumps over to left guard if Leary's not healthy.
It's not auto draft though. Your
O line is set
for a long time.
Well, for three more years, you have Garrett Bowles. Well, maybe for two. A fifth-year option, maybe not an option.
The biggest news, though, coming out of Dove Valley was really the comments, though. The news. There was a lot of nothing going on, obviously. But the news was the testiness when it came to Chris Harris. You'll hear it next.
Now back to The Drive with Denver Broncos Ring of Famer Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
What? Well, we probably don't have to go to that story, I guess.
Well, he can't hear it, so.
Tonight, the Nuggets play the Spurs. What's your outlook for the Nuggets tonight?
I think they win. They play well at home. I know they dropped game one, but 1-2.
You see a different outlook?
Outlook than
just a different mindset for them.
Have they turned it enough? They haven't won in San Antonio in so long, and now that they're over that hump, I think they may be maturing before our eyes. I think they're the eighth youngest all time NFL NBA playoff team. So there's going to be some growing pains within the playoffs, but it's only going to help them down the road. They're a better team. They have way more talent than the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs are Aldridge and DeRozan, and basically that's it. I mean, Derek White's a good story, but
right. Maybe
he's a 9 points a game guy. So the talent of the Nuggets, to me, wins out. And I think they figured something out after the first quarter of game four.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 12.
Right.
And everybody clamoring for Will Barton to be benched. Well, he was benched, and they were down 12. But I think they figured something out defensively. And Gary Harris, they can clone him. They have to do something because defensively the dude is fantastic. So whoever he's on can't shoot the ball.
Who are you pulling for in the NHL tonight?
Man, I don't really care. I know you want Vegas. But
I want Vegas.
Oh, you're talking about Bruins or the Bruins?
Okay, whoever.
Bruins, no Maple Leafs.
Oh, they're going right now, right?
Yeah, they started at 5.
Oh.
Puck dropped. I like Joe Thornton, so I'll take the Sharks.
Well, for the Avs' sake, does it matter?
San Jose. I'm telling you, game two will be dangerous for the Avs in Vegas because of the night in between.
You really think they're that undisciplined? Like,
they're that young. Are you kidding
really?
Me? 20-year-olds? Have you been around them? They're idiotic. 20-year-olds. The whole team is 20-something. Not Soderberg. He won't be out.
I think you're selling him a little short there. You think that's the reason that they shouldn't play Las Vegas? They can't be.
That's my worry. It's only one game, though. It's only game two. Because 3-4 here and 5-7, in theory, you'd just be flying in the night before. You're okay. It's that day in between 1-2.
We'll be at Stoney's Uptown Joint. Myself, Nick Ferguson, Tom, Mark Schlereth. We'll all be there starting at 5 o'clock for the fans draft party presented by Coors Light. I don't know where Nick and Mark are on stuff. I mean, Mark just kind of goes along with Mike about just don't take a quarterback. It just seems like, you know, they don't really care about anything else except not taking quarterback in the first round. But, You know, I thought we laid out an interesting scenario where you could get two offensive linemen and a quarterback. You would be getting them in the first round. But, you know, that would take a significant amount of creativity.
No, it's just somebody that's eager to get up to 10 to get whomever.
Who do you think that could be?
Washington? Where are they picking?
17. 15. Miami's at 13. Washington's at 15.
Washington wants to get up there. Haskins, Washington.
You hope, right? You hope.
Somebody that needs a quarterback probably wants to beat everybody else to the punch. I don't think the Giants take a quarterback. And
But then the Redskins would have to believe the Broncos could be taking Drew Lock or Haskins.
They could. They visited. They're reading the stuff. You think they like him?
I think they like Lock. Yeah. I'm not buying the Haskins thing. I think that's a complete smokescreen. John Elway was asked about it.
You say you don't know what...
They're on the board.
Okay. Well, they're on the board, Tom.
You're not sure what Mark's thinking and stuff, but we'll have 5 hours. He'll fill it all with what he's thinking.
How'd that work out?
I got a night off.
One of the best stories, Richie. We have the John Elway airport story. This was the best one today. And good for Woody. I love Woody Page, man. Woody's fun. You know, Woody brings up all sorts of stuff. So here is the question about John Elway, and see what John Elway gets wrong here, because he blatantly gets something incredibly wrong here in this story. Go ahead.
Do you remember when you were the quarterback and they took Tommy Maddox?
Yeah. I was standing at the baggage claim in DAA. Yeah. And we needed a wideout. I said, Pickens must have been gone. he didn't go until the second round.
Well, were you upset? Or?
Sure. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Pretty good for you.
Yeah, well.
How'd that work out?
How'd that work out?
Look at John. He wanted a receiver. Carl Pickens. That's what he wanted.
So if you're Joe Flacco, what are you thinking?
I think I don't think he cares at this point. He just went through it in Baltimore. The team that drafted him, it's more personal there, I think. I think he knows the situation here. It's kind of a one-year, it's like a one-year deal, prove-it type deal for him. And I don't think he's scared of competition.
How much did Reeves hate Elway?
A lot.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. So much so that Pat Bowlen fired Reeves because of that.
Right.
Eventually. I mean, it was simmering.
Soon thereafter.
It was simmering for years.
What was it?
Style. Dan Reeves is more like Tom Coughlin, and John Elway was, has a good time. And
what was the difference?
Gunslinger.
What was the difference?
Sometimes he'd throw picks.
All right. So what was the difference with John's relationship with Shanahan?
I think it was more a working relationship, almost coworkers and input.
Reeves wasn't like that at all.
No, very static.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
The end.
I drew this play up in the dirt, now run it. Jerk. Carl Pickens, I'm not going to give you a new toy. I'm going to get a new toy. Tommy. I think I played with him for a year.
With who?
Tommy Maddox. He's a good dude.
I know.
Who's like a pawn in this whole thing?
Oh, I know.
Who's pawn? Poor Tommy.
He goes to the XFL and then rips it up and was awesome and kind of has an okay NFL career after that, right?
Yeah. But he was just in the middle of it all.
You know, he was only 20 years old when he came out. Like, he was young, period, during that whole time.
He still looks 20.
Yeah, it wasn't Tommy Maddox.
Recently.
How awful must have that been for Tommy Maddox, though, to be here with Elway under that circumstance?
Terrible situation for him. Terrible.
All right, good job. We'll be at Stoney's. We're wishing the Nuggets good luck.
Yes.
We'll watch Mark Reynolds do more
splits.
Magic.
No. He needs he's probably on the aisle
like
right now.
Nuts bath. How did that happen?
He's going to ice them boys down.
Richie, appreciate it. Hang on. The Drive Reloaded comes up next.